from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The tradition of handing over the presidency of the Timmins Chamber of Commerce to the outgoing first vice president is official for this year. Dan Ayotte is picking up where Rob Knox is leaving off. Ayotte says he'll stay the course with programs and initiatives begun during Knox's term.
Things are progressing quite well in the present time, and we're just going to try to keep moving forward with the different subcommittees and events so that we have business events that go on so that people can talk to each other.
Ayotte acknowledges that pandemic recovery is still on, with businesses moving out of public health restrictions. The newly minted Ontario Mines Minister is touting progress towards developing the Ring of Fire. It's a mineral-rich region in remote northwestern Ontario. George Peary says the former Liberal government's so-called regional framework was only to the benefit of insiders, lawyers, and consultants.
Our government ended the regional framework in favor of bilateral agreements with First Nations to understand their unique priorities and perspectives.
Two of those First Nations could have a road to the mining area through their territory. Peary says those nations are now leading environmental assessments. He remarks that momentum is building, ensuring a plan forward to economic reconciliation. You can learn a few tricks about determining whether a stone is an authentic gem or a fake. The Timmins Museum has an exhibit from Quebec until October 12th dealing with that topic. Assistant curator Caitlin Dubo says it's for all ages.
Of course, there's a lot of scientific information. So if you're very into rocks and geology and things like that, there's definitely a lot in there for you, but also it's really great for kids.
The museum is open every day and there's never an admission charge. RCMP in Alberta are investigating that verbal tirade unleashed against Deputy Prime Minister Chrystia Freeland over the weekend. A video shows a man approaching Freeland as she got onto an elevator in Grand Prairie. He called her a traitor and told her to leave the province. Police have now confirmed to Vista News that the incident is being investigated locally through the General Investigation Section. A spokesperson says physical or verbal actions, in person or online, can have significant effects and could be against the law. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.